It's time for us to just sit down and resolve our differences.
We can't make extortion routine as part of our democracy.
The bickering over the government shutdown shows no signs of letting up. And now another dangerous deadline looms, October 17th, when Congress must raise the U.S. borrowing limit or put the country on a path to financial default. Concern about the global economic impact is spreading, including in London's financial center.
I think it's a massive fear that we go into recession again, especially as we're starting to sort of recover from the previous one.
I think it's really two-party politics, and they're not thinking about the wider implications.
Washington's dysfunction is undermining the U.S. abroad, says James Lindsay of the Council on Foreign Relations.
I think it raises real questions in the mind of many foreign publics, many foreign leaders, about whether the United States is a country that can be counted on.
President Barack Obama canceled his trip to the Asia-Pacific summit in Indonesia because of the U.S. government shutdown and sent Secretary of State John Kerry in his place.
I want you all to know that in 2004, obviously, I worked very, very hard to replace a president. This is not what I had in mind.
The president's decision to stay home disappointed Asian leaders, says James Lindsay.
I think it sends troubling signals in the region because Asian leaders look up and wonder, is the United States going to be a stalwart ally? Is it really going to be here in Asia for the long term? Or is America going to be too withdrawn, too insular, too focused on its own particular problems to really play a major role in the region?
John Fortier at the Bipartisan Policy Center says the dysfunction on display in Washington shows no signs of easing anytime soon.
Part of our polarized world, to the extent that we have divided government, our parties differ a lot, some of this is likely to be the new normal.
If that's true, the rest of the world will make adjustments, says James Lindsay.
We really run the risk of lurching from one fiscal crisis to another fiscal crisis. That ends up producing a country that can't invest in its future, but it's also a country that hardly serves as a model that will inspire others.
The political fight may be in Washington, but unless it's resolved soon, the impact could be felt worldwide. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.